from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Protests lead to arrests in Russia. Russians, angered by the impending inauguration of Vladimir Putin to a new term as president, protested on Saturday in scores of cities across the country. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested along with his supporters as well. The independent monitoring group OVD Info estimated that 1,300 people had been detained nationwide by police who dubbed the protests unsanctioned. Nearly half the detentions occurred in the capital alone, according to the monitoring site. The U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military. The Pentagon announced Friday the Navy was reestablishing the Second Fleet almost 7 years after it was disbanded. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, this move is part of a wider buildup.
The U.S. Cyber Command has been moved higher up the food chain at the Pentagon. And again, as a counter to changing threats from Russia, among others. It's been elevated to what's called a unified command. That's a bureaucratic term that for the first time puts it at the same level of clout as other warfighting brass, such as Central Command, which oversees the Middle East and North Africa, and Special Operations Command.
That was Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The U.S. administration is ending temporary protected status for 57,000 Hondurans who have resided in the United States for almost two decades. We have much more coverage on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A methane gas explosion in a coal mine has killed at least 16 miners in southwest Pakistan Saturday. An official said more than a dozen coal miners were still missing after Saturday's incident in Margat village in the Baluchistan province. A rescue operation is underway. Here's miner Muhammad Ayub. He said the dead miners all belonged to the same village and they had been working together when the explosion happened. He added, "I am sad no one is here to take responsibility." We continue to follow more incidents involving miners. In southern Poland, rescuers battled in the early morning hours Sunday to reach four coal miners who remained trapped almost a kilometer underground. Three miners had previously been rescued after a 3.4 magnitude quake struck Saturday morning. And the death toll in a South African mining incident has risen to seven, according to the mining company involved. The Sibanye Stillwater Company said on Saturday that 13 miners had been trapped at the Driefontein after the 2.2 magnitude quake on Thursday. Boko Haram fighters have attacked villages in the far north region of Cameroon, leaving at least a dozen dead. Several soldiers have been wounded and villages torched in a large operation involving hundreds of attackers. Here's more from VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka.
Jean-Pierre Ndanga, a Cameroon military officer in Mabanda, says they found it extremely difficult to fight back because the invaders were using villagers as human shields.
Nous sommes arrivés à la localité de Mabanda où on a retrouvé.
He says when he ordered his troops to get down from their military jeep and move towards hundreds of villagers they saw marching towards the Mabanda village square, they suddenly heard gunshots. He says he and many of the troops were wounded as they struggled to retreat to protect the villagers. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Mabanda, Northern Cameroon.
Cameroon's military says the militants fled to neighboring Nigeria after the attack and at least seven were killed. Cuba will host peace talks between the Colombian government and leftist ELN rebels aimed at ending a five-decade conflict after Ecuador bowed out as host, negotiators announced on Saturday. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He says negotiations will resume next week with the ELN to seek a ceasefire and move forward as much as possible in the process, and Cuba will restart it. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.